With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake rocked Myanmar and Thailand, killing at least 140 people, with the death toll expected to rise.
Well, this was an absolutely huge shock here. I was sitting at home and then I heard what sounded like ticking, and I thought maybe it was the washing machine, but I got up to have a look and the washing machine wasn't on, and it was then that I realized that I was swaying and I was becoming dizzy. And then I heard people shouting and it became clear what it was. People are still out here. These are shop workers, restaurant workers, people from condos, residents. And nobody knows what's going on. No one really wants to go back in. Not sure if the buildings are even safe.
Correspondent Jerry Harmer reporting from Bangkok, Thailand. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from dismantling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson agreed to issue a preliminary injunction that allows the agency to continue existing until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit filed by a union representing more than 1,000 workers at the Bureau. CFPB was created by Congress in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, and it's responsible for protecting consumers from financial fraud and deceptive practices. Attorneys for the plaintiffs argue that the Trump administration can't get rid of an agency created by Congress. President Donald Trump had fired its previous director, Rohit Chopra, on February 1st. Donna Warder, Washington.
Columbia University's interim president, Katrina Armstrong, has resigned, returning to her post running the New York School's Medical Center. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 715 points today. This is SRN News. Congress is being urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer-funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for over $72,000. The historic text, dating back to about 1815, is thought to be the first complete translation of Scripture into Chinese. The Christian Post reports the Bible, which was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop, was translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. Wall Street tumbles on worries about the economy and inflation. We hear more on the day's market activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Another wipeout slammed Wall Street, erasing what was left of the market's gains for the week. The S&P 500 dropped 2% Friday. That's one of the worst days for the index in the last 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 715 points. It's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 2.7%. Markets are worried about a potentially toxic mix of worsening inflation and an economy that's slowing down because of households becoming more afraid to spend money due to the global trade war. Lululemon Athletica fell 14%. The company said revenue growth may slow as shoppers spend less due to concerns about inflation and the economy. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.